Again, as I've said many times, this is a very vast topic, the topic at large, and specifically today's topic. But just to get a little bit of a handle on it, just from the sugya, from the Rishonim, on the sugya, from what we see here, the Yad Ramah, the Ran, with what the Ksosin, just to give some perspectives. So we have, what's clear to us is, from this Gemara, this is the source of everything, that a kinyan to divide shutfis. Let's first define what we know, and then there'll be a lot that we don't know, or that the subject is machlokas. What's clear in the Gemara, what is the classic paradigm of kinyan dvarim? A kinyan to divide the chatzar, to divide the shutfis. A kinyan lachlok. To that, the Gemara needs to make an ukimta that the Mishnah is discussing, ratzu lasos plukta, kanu baruchos, or Ravashi's answer that there was a chazaka made, either one made the chazaka sufficient, or they both had to do the chazaka yesterday's shir. The pshat that we've been working with consistently, what the Yad Ramah emphasizes, again, perhaps we'll get to the Rambam, maybe we'll do a little bit of the Rambam tomorrow, we'll see, or we'll go weiter, or maybe both, I don't know. But either way, for now, we'll stick with the pshat that we're learning in the sugya, that the Gemara's Teretz is assuming that there was a chaluka already, and now the kinyan speaks to just acquiring the share that's going to become yours. But before we got to that teretz, we assumed that there was no chalukah done yet. Therefore, to do a kinyan that we're going to do a chalukah, that is called kinyan dvarim. The kasha was raised on the manda amar, that machitza means plukt. So by inference, the diuk of Tosis and the Rishonim, the manda amar, that machitza means guda, there was no question. That means the Gemara, even from the beginning, as Tosa says, the Gemara's question initially, Lahadribahu, was really meant to be followed by the question of Kinyan Dvarim. So the question would be answered simply by saying they made a Kinyan to build a wall. Now, what does that mean? Why is that better? The way Tosa presents it, because they were Meshabed in the Chasim to Binyan HaKosel. That's a kinyan that's valid. That's kinyan on the nechassim, that the mishabit, that their nechassim are available for, to be taken, to be mortgaged, to be sold, to pay for the wall. That's a normal kinyan, no problems. From the Ravid, quoted by the Rashba, Muki Yosef also quotes it, it's mashma, that you don't have to go as far as the Sheba nechassim. You could say that there was a kinyan to give money for the kosel. Valid kinyan. That's a kinyan dvarim. That's something tangible. It's mechayev the money. From Tosis, one could have been medayik that no, you need to go to Shiva Nechassim. We suggested a svara for that because otherwise the money is going for yourself, not to someone else. So that's not a kinyan. That's our svara. Nachum said it. Okay. There's another case to think about, and that's going to lead us a little bit to what we're discussing today. Let's say it's not about giving money for the kosel, but a kinyan to build the kosel. Now, would that also be fine? If you look at it in the Muki Yosef, now the Rashba doesn't quote the Ravid that much, he just quotes the case, money for the kosel. From the Muki Yosef, one can be medayik. We'll soon see the Yad Ramah, but I wanted to just point it out now from the Muki Yosef. If you want, just come, because I don't think I gave it to you before. Let's take a look with me here in the Muki Yosef on our Gemara. The Kasav HaRaivit Dimkanu miyadam yischayiv kol echad lechaber b'dmei machzis hakosel. So if there'll be a kinyan, each one is mischayiv d'mei machzis hakosel to pay for half the cost of the wall. Mahani nami heich kinyan. The lo havi kinyan dvarim elo kishakana miyado lasos koso. The Muki Yosef is very interesting. He goes on a limb. He says mefurish. We talked about shiba nechassim to build the wall. That's the words of Tosfos. Sounds like right, that's a given. That's a perfect kinyan. Meshabed my nechassim that they're available to pay for the wall. The Ravid, as quoted by the Rashban here as well in the Muki Yosef, says, "Amishabe the Mishab, each one is makes a kinyan to mechuyev to pay for half the cost of the wall." Tosus may be held that wouldn't work. the svara that we gave. But Lamai said, the Ravid says, that's also fine. I'm pledging half the cost of the kosa. That's a kinyan to pay money for half the kosa. But then the Ravid, the Muki Yosef goes on and says, but what would be kinyan dvarim for this manda amar too? Kishikanam yado lasos kosa. I'm not mischayev myself to anything. It's just what? On the pu'ula, on the action, lasos kosa. The kinvram bialmahu. And from here, the Muki Yosef goes on, segues into what we're discussing today, and that is the kinyan of ete. The Amru b'shem ha'ga'onin, as he continues, the huadin, ha'omar chaveru etin l'chamasayim zuz, the kanum yada. And then he goes on with the Gemara Abu Dazar. We'll see with the Ran and so on, the same kasha that he asked in the Gemara Abu Dazar, what is that all about? So there really are a number of cases that we have to keep in our head. Right? There's a kinyan, again, a kinyan to make a chalukas, hashutfis, that's obviously kinvam, that's the Gemara, that's why we need the teretz of the Gemara, beruchos. We have, within the Manda Amar Guda, we have the Shibud Nechasim, which is obviously a normal Kenyan, to Meshabed my Nechasim for the Kosa. We have the obligation to pay for the Kosa, that the Ravid says is also valid. We have Livnos Kosa. And we have Ete. Now, what are the issues with Ete is the following. For example, if I were to ask you, Bachokis is about etain. What is that? What about a kinyan to do a pu'ula, like going somewhere? Leilech. Is a shaykh a kinyan to do that? A mischayiv to you that I'm going to go to a certain place? What would you call that? Kinyan dvar. What? Is that good or no good?
No, it's good.
That's kinyan dvar. So this is now what the Rav Ma makes very clear, this whole inyan. The Torah quotes some of it, so we'll see a little bit more in the Yad Raman, the tour, how, as it plays out to these various cases that we just mentioned, and we'll go back to the Rush as well. But the Yad Raman explains exactly what this issue is about. The Yad Raman is of the opinion that Kenyan Etain doesn't work. Why do you think that's true? Why would Kenyan Etain not work? I'm saying I'm going to give you something, money, either it's a specific amount of money or in general, why would not be a kinyan to give you something? I'm mischayiv myself, no? What's missing? What's wrong? How would the Yad Ramah look at etain, that he thinks it doesn't work? What is etain analogous to? I know, that's the classification. What would the example? What? Let's leave nose out for a second. That's its own issue. Leilech! That's why Livnos, I think, is its own issue. What would Livnos be viewed as? So let's leave notes. Leave notes. We'll leave on the side. We have etain. So let's look at the Yad Ramah a little bit together. I'm sure you did already, but we'll get a perspective of how he. And again, you see the Torah quotes excerpts from it. In kovetz that I have, it's os chavav. They break it down. Not all the kovetzes have letters broken down here, but it's a new paragraph. Either way, mihashaminan. From here, we learn the following. And earlier on, we saw how he sets up the sugya, that the Gemara originally thought that there was no chalukah yet, and the Gemara gave a teretz, that there was a Chaluk already, and then they had the kinyan on that portion, respectively, for the two. Mehashaminan, d'lo mahani kinyan el hecha dekanu minei agufa de mamona. Kinyan has to be on the actual money itself, that I'm saying I am owing you X amount of money. Agufa de mamona. Av hecha dekanu minei lemevad hakna. The kinyan that I'm doing is to be able to be makdeh something. So the kinyan is on doing a kinyan. But right now, I am not giving you a schus mamon, I'm not giving you anything. I'm making a kinyan with you that I will make a kinyan with you. So it's a meta kinyan, a kinyan on making a kinyan. Kevan de lo makne le gufe de mamona. No, I'm not giving you gufa mamona. I'm not giving you now a claim over my money. I'm not mischayev myself money in this kinyan. I'm just pledging to you that I will make a kinyan with you. I will give you a matana. In other words, ete. That he kinyan lo mishtabi la knirele. I don't come, I'm not bound by that. The havele, kinyan devar bi'alma, v'lavi kinyan. And where do I see this in our sugya? Because starting with the classic case that the Gemara folk zero hones in on and says, Kindvam v'almahu, what was that about? Shutfus, chalukas ha-shutfus. The ha-hacha, the chikanu minei le-miflag, when they made a kinyan that we're going to divide, again, the Yad Ramah's picture in the sugya is, what have we done so far? Have we done any chalukah yet? No. So, what this kinyan in effect is, it's a kinyan that we're going to do a chalukah. We're going to do a kinyan. It's a kinyan that we're going to do a kinyan. The Yad Ramah looks at chalukah like it would be a kinyan, but we haven't done it yet. So what is a kinyan? A kinyan that we're going to do? A kinyan? The ha'cha lav kanumin ega miflag kinyan kanumin beruchos atzman lo mishtabit. So there's no shiba now at this point. No one divided. No one said you the east, me the west. So what we're doing is we'll make a kinyan that we're going to do a division. What is that? That's kinyan dvar. This is how he understands in the sugya the kinyan etim problem. He says that's exactly what lies within the problem of a kinyan lemifla lachlok. Ba'afilu kano minei demachayev lemiflag lo mishtabed. So what they see here is even if I make a kinyan that I'm going to make myself obligated to be cholek, that's not going to be binding. Because if that were binding, then what could the Gemara have answered to the question, the King's Varm? What did the Gemara not have to say? The Gemara wouldn't have to say, Ruchos. The Gemara could have said, the Imkain, Lukma Lamasnisan, everyone see? The Imkain, Lukma Lamasnisan, Bahachi, Kipashta. What do you have to now twist the words of the Mishnah and explain Ratsu, Lasos, Machitza, meaning Lasos, Plukta, that they already divided and now that it's going to be Kenyan on the Ruchos? Say simply. Ratsu lasus plukta, that they haven't yet divided, but they made a kinyan that they're going to, that mechuyev, to divide. Why wouldn't that be enough? Answer, it's not enough. A few kaname de mechayev lemifla gomeshtabit, im ken lukum asnis and bahachi, kipashta de mashma, she ratsu lasus chaluka bechatzer, vadayin lo asu. Notice, what would we have thought before you knew anything? You read the words of the Mishnah, and you go with the pshat, that mechitza means a division. Would you assume that they already divided or they didn't divide yet? Ratsu lasus plukta means didn't divide it. So then I can advare and answer up that they made a king that I'm binding myself, I'm tying myself to this commitment to you that I will divide the chaluk of the chatzim together. Why wouldn't that be good enough? Apparently it's not. And now he gives a little bit of a hesper. He says, "V'hataima the lo mishtabed." The reason why you're not mishtabed to when you make a kinyan that I'm going to make this kinyan that I'm going to do something to you. Do lo mahan yehoda b'mosa do ab mechayebei ele hechadav yochla knuya chayuve nafshe begavei. If I could have done this right now, this kinyan, like he means exubas chayv ani uchamana b'shtar. There's nothing way that I could create a shibud to do this action. Because that, what could I do to make me bound to do an action? There's no such thing kinyan on that. Even if I make a confession, I acknowledge, I'm binding myself that I'm going to do it. But What binds me to do it? If I make a kinyan to do something, it's only that. It's just dvarim anyway. So you can't have a kinyan to do something that if the thing that I want to do is itself not something that's subject to a kinyan. So I can't make a kinyan to do that thing that wouldn't be subject to a kinyan either. It's not going to help to say, well, I'll make a kinyan, I'm going to... But the chalukah itself is not itself any different than just doing something, going somewhere. What's different? Now, here, get to the question of the livnos. So the Yad Ramah holds, Rabosai, again, that Kinyan Etain, he's going to bring some the other Shita, and the Torah will quote both. Kinyan Etain, according to Ramah, good or no good?
No good.
Now I ask you before we read on, what would you think, and we wrote in Muk Yosef before, a Kinyan Livnos Kosel, good or no good? If Etain is no good, what would you all assume?
Same thing.
But you might be right, according to the tour. I don't believe that the Yad Ramah is that way. I have to know what pshat is, but let's read on. Let's be medayik. And the Book of Yosef certainly sounds like that. Could even, maybe even be worse than Etain. I don't know, but certainly the same. If Etain is no good, I would think Livnos is no good. Look at the Yad Ramah further. Avo, what would work? What would work? So now, what's missing in a Kinyan Etain? What do you need to do for this to be a valid Kinyan? If I say I want to give you a Masayim Zuz, what's wrong? What would I have to do?
But the second Kinyan that you're making Kinyan to has to be a Kinyan.
But what could I do to make the Etain work right now? It's a commitment. What do I have to be doing right now in this Kinyan for it to be valid? I have what? I'm mechayiv myself right now the money. Now, if you have over me right now that right to collect, I'm mechayiv myself to you $100. Not I'm telling you a kinyan that I'm going to do that. But so that look how he puts those examples. Avo, kanu miyadu shechayiv lases kach v'kach. Chayiv lases kach v'kach. What word is key here? Chayiv. Not a kinyan that I will give you, but a kinyan that what? That I'm chayiv that much to you. That makes all the difference.
You said that before also. Is it chayiv l'miflag?
No.
Chayiv l'miflag, you said.
No, but l'miflag itself is not. So it's not giving, I'm not giving you anything. If it's chayiv l'miflag, it's no different than l'miflag. I can give you anything in that either. It's just a pa'ula. It's a division.
It's about the chayiv or is it about that?
No, there has to be a chayiv mamon. To say I'm chayiv to do an action. So what? That's also not going to help. To be chayiv to go to the store tomorrow. That's not going to do anything. And if I say I make a commitment to give you something, says the Yad Ramah, it's also not. Because I didn't make myself chayiv to you the money. I'm just obligating what? That I will give you something. It's like saying I'm obligating myself to do something, to do an action. It's not a Kenyan either. It's also a Kenyan Dvar. But what's good? What would work? Kanu miyado shechayiv laseis kach v'kach. Kenyan that I'm to give you, there's eschaivus. I'm making myself that I am a debtor. I owe you that. But listen what else he says. What else is included in his list? Oh, what do you have after that? Oh, not everybody at once. Oh, Livnos. The Yad Ramah sees Livnos as equivalent, synonymous with eschaivus. Interesting. I just read you the Muki Yosef. I didn't get that sense in the Muki Yosef at all. The question is, you know, all these examples separate from all the kolim of Etin, where does Livnos fall here? Oh, Livnos, oh, Razun, Mistava, the Lavkin, Dvaran, Biyamahu. And what's the difference? Shanesina, Atzma, Einamamu. In other words, to make a kinyan on Nesina doesn't count. That's Kinyan Dvarim, because Nesina is not Mamon. What does Kinyan have to be? That there's a Schaivus of Mamon. But Nesina is not Mamon. Nesina is like going somewhere, or splitting. So if I say I'm a Kinyan that I'm going to split, it's not going to help. Even if I'm Mishai myself to do the splitting, it's also not going to do anything. Because splitting itself is just a Pa'ula. I'm not giving you anything. We're Shutfin anyway, right? So what am I giving you, anything new? What do I do? It's a Maisa. I can't make Kinyan on a Maisa. So mischayev to do the ma'aser doesn't change anything, but it has to be relating to mamon, and it has to be not on the kinyan on the ma'aser nesina, but on the schayus. So I'm making a kinyan to mischayev to you. So he says, what also counts? Livnos. Livnos says the Ramah is like that. Interesting. So he looks at livnos apparently as a commitment to mischayev to you, to build, to give you. That's what it sounds like to me. Olazun, to give parnasa, to give whatever, what meant to a wife, or certain commitments. We'll see about with shadchanos and tnayim. Olazun mistava d'lakim rambiyamo shanesina atzma ena mama. Hi, lav anesina gufa kanumine, ella agufa de mamona kanumine. What was the kinyan about? On the mamon itself. The mechayv l'meisav le'kach le'kach mamon. And apparently, what else is included in mechayv l'meisav kach le'kach mamon? Even if I would use the words not l'asei damim l'kosel, like the Ravid uses, but I think the Yad Rama would be saying, even if I would say what words? Livnos kosel, it's the same as saying giving money for the kosel. That's what I think the Yad Rama is saying. That's considered, but if I say etain, it's a kinyan on the maisa nesina. That's not on a chi of mamon. That's just on a maisa, on a sina gufa. Sina gufa in a mamon. Then he has another nekuda. I'd like to take a rest in a second. This is interesting, what he means with this, the ode. Interesting, just to keep this. I don't have karp shot, but I think it's interesting to see what he wants with the ode. The ode, the kivan de kanye le mamona gadei, ichai v'meis v'nelei. Since he made a kinyan on the mamon, he has to give it. Ukranami d'chsiv gabi kinyan kaim kol davar, vade shadov miskayim bo levado, afuke kinyan lehaknos o lachlok. Sheina dava miskayim bikinyan ze, achi yachlok, o achi yikne lo bakna acheres. I'll leave that for you guys to think about. There's a Shabbat Yosher on this, in Shemeshkop, to explain these couple of lines that I just read. So I don't have Klarp shot, I'm not going to say anything. Just, you see those couple of lines that I just read. And he says, what I just told you is why the Gemara never asked the Kasha, a kin dvarim l'manda amar mechitza guda. Same issue that the Shon talked about. He says, let's read a few more lines. Teda, dechiyak shina, mechiyarat samay havi l'adribuhu, v'inam ikonu miyadan. The Gemara follows up with the question, kin dvarim b'yamahu, v'adribuhu, same idea. Lo kamakshina, n'alamanda amar mechitza plokta. Which would mean, dishtakach, it turns out, ikonu miyadan, lachlok. That the kinyan was lachok inami, alternatively, just as bad, no better, the mechayev lachok. Again, for the Yad Rama, it's the same thing. A kinyan lachok, or a kinyan that mechayev lachok, nothing's changed. Because either way, it wasn't a kinyan on a gufa mamam. The ilu madam mamam mechitza guda, the shtakach, the konam yad, livnos as a kosel, lokam akshinan. My time, why must that be? Thou karcha misham de ika anpa de machayev, kigon de karmine when the chayev with nebadi adadi. You could have a case where you machayev could build together. The chikonamine, hachi, mamona, kamachayev nafshe. So with a kinyan on a building of wall, inherent in that is a chi of mamon. The lav kinvram biyamo. Okay, questions, Rafi?
Yeah, I would have thought that theoretically you could read that line.
Which line?
That you read? The five line, the way that we read it, or you could theoretically also read it as the chayiv going on the other two cases as well. Meaning, shechayiv lasis kokach,
lazun, or livnos. So it's a chiyuv livnos. It's a kinyan on the chiyuv livnos. So it still comes out to the same thing, because if livnos would have just meant like etain, then the kinyan on to chayiv yourself to be bona is no different than mechayv yourself to be leilech. Again, the nesina is not mamam. Apparently, livnos is better than nesina. Livnos is mamam. That's what I think I see in Yad Rama. Again, I thought otherwise from the Nemuki Yosef, and we'll see soon what the Torah has to say about this. I think, again, it's more nuanced than you might otherwise want to think about it. There's a question of etain. So far, we've seen the Yad Rama's sheet about etain. Etain, no good, and is right from our sugya. And therefore, the reason why, just like kinyan dvarim is a problem by to be choik the chatzer on the chalukah, to be choik the shutfis, so it is an etain. Where's the other sheet that brought in the Yad Rama? Toward the end. Let's go toward the end of this piece. The last paragraph before it gets to Os Chav Zayin, where he says Hadein Hu Svar Dilan. Everyone see where I am reading? I have a new paragraph. Hadein Hu Svar Dilan. This is what I think. This is my shita. The etin is no good. Now we have to start flipping to the other side on this issue. The shita of etin working. And two shitas are brought in Shulchan Aruch, we'll see Reish Mem Hei, and it's throughout other places in Choshen Mishpat. Two shitas, kinyan etin. Does it work, does it not work, and what exactly is the machokis revolving around? Says the Yad Ramah, after quoting what he holds, so goes to the last paragraph here, before Os Chav Zayin, Hadein Usvar Dilan. This is what I hold. V'ravusa kamay nami hochi askimu. Earlier rabbis agreed with me, but there are others who disagree. Later rabbis. V'ikam in ravusa basroi, man da v'sviru, the kinyan loses, min kinyan etain, lav kinvram b'yalmahu. What is it? Why is it better? It's not kinvram b'yalmahu. It's better than a kinyan what? Nargamara? A kinyan? To be cholik. That's the Gemara's kash, a kinvram b'yalmahu. But no, kinyan etain is better. Ela, kiman de kanumine de mechayev loses gami. In other words, what is the Rad Ramah saying? A kinyan etain lecha, whatever, masayim zuz or whatever, is like he would be saying, he's like making a kinyan on what? That he's really doing what when he says kinyan on etain? He's really doing what in his kinyan? His chayvus. That is the same as saying, I'm mischayv you, masayim zuz. But I say a kinyan etain, it's not a kinyan on the pu'ula of nesina, which is not mamon. No, if you're talking about nesina of mamon, then it's a kinyan on this chayvus. I'm mischayv myself with this to you. So what would be viewed as kinyan devarim according to this shita? Velo mikri kinyan devarim with form hadein taima according to this reasoning. What would be the devarim? Did who? El b'misha konam yado lachlok o lishtatef o leilech. Because in none of the above can you see that as his chayus. It's a kinyan lachlok. So what is that? It's to do a chaluka. What's his chayus? What am I giving you? Chaluka. We're right now we're shutfin, so now lachlo. Or lishtatef. O leilech. But if it's losseis lecha, that's his chayus. Now comes an interesting thing. There are two gemaras that are very relevant in all of this. One is going to be mentioned now in the Yad Ramah, Git and Daf Mem. The other one is going to be mentioned in the Ran and Mukhi Yosef from Avodah Zarah. So what is the Gemara that he quotes now from Git and Daf Mem? And this was what the Ksos, soon get to the Ksos, I threw you into the lion's den with the Ksos, I know that. You kind of had to tread water, that, hopefully. But basically, it's right in the middle of everything. Resh Mem Hei, like, we try to get shortcuts if we could, you know, so at least. So what he quoted in the beginning, the Ksos, and the Magid Mishnah, from the Gemara Git, and this is what we're going to see now in the Yad Ramah. This Kasha and the Teretz, that Shtar versus Kinyan Suda. So you looked up the Gemara Mishnah when you saw the Magid Mishnah quoted by the Ksos, right? So this is what he quotes now from the Gemara Git and Daf Mem. Otherwise, it would have had to have been Git and Daf Mem, and this, and this. I just gave it to you, the Ksos, and then throw it at you and see what you can get from it. Okay. So the Gemara says, Machokis Rabbi Nachachamim, if you have written in the Shtar the Lashon of Nisatiha, what happens in the Shtar Matana? So, you say, Sadai Nisun Alach. And you give it to the Kona, prospective Kona, and he's Kona with Shtar. Let's say the Lashon in the Shtar is Etnena Leploni. Interesting Lashon. The Shtar says Etnena. You want to know, can the Shimon, who stated in the Shtar by name, be Zoche in the Sadeh when the Lashon Ashtar is a Lashon Etain? Now, it's our issue of Etain that we're discussing with Kinyan Suder, plug that into a Shtar. So with the Shtar, we'll say, Etnena Leploni, and he's mentioned by name. Can Ploni be Zoche in that Sadeh, let's say, because he has a Shtar that says that Reuven has said in the Shtar, Etnena Leploni. I'm the Ploni. Can I be Zoche? Does that count as a Matana to Ploni or not? That's the question. Clear? So according to one sheet, that's Reb Meir, it says, Kana. So Reb Meir, I'm a Kana. Chama me lo Kana. Reb Yochanan Kuan B'Shtar. No, we hold, of course, at the Chachamim, lo Kana. So this would be, seemingly, this Gemara would be a very strong support that what the Kinyan Etain is or isn't good. Not good. Lo kana. So this is the Shita now that he's quoting that holds otherwise, that you can have a Kinyan Etain because you view that as his chayvus. And now he has the kasha from the Sitan Git, from the Gemara and Gittin, Daf Mem, that Chachamim Omim Lo Kana. Now, what was the reason why this man Damas said that it works? Because we view Etain as Ischaivus. Etain means I'm Ischaiv myself, that money. If I say Etain, I make a kinyan. But what I'm really doing is saying I'm Ischaiv myself, that money. But yet, it says by Shtar, if the Shtar says Etnena Leploni, that's not good enough by Ishtar. So that's the kasha. So this is what the Ksos brings from the Magid Mishnah, this question. And what does the Magid Mishnah answer? There's a chiluk between shtar and kinyan suda. Without explaining. In other words, what's better from this perspective? What's better? A kinyan suda, but why should it be? A little bit more about this in the Yad Ramah. Brings the kasha and he has a teretz. Vayi the gasina begidin perakashal yachelu ishto homer nasati sadu poni leponi nasana leponi rishalo etnena lo. If it says etnena lo, Rebbe Omer, it's Rebbe. Kana v'chomer lo kana v'am Rabbi Yochanan v'kuam b'shtar alma afa gav the kasev lebishtara etain sadu ponis leponi. You wrote etain umasa leishtara nele. You handed the shtar over. So what's wrong? You gave a shtar over and you wrote etain lo kani. So what are they going to do with that gemara? Lo kashu lehumidi. So is that a problem? Why? The ikal meimar shiny shtar matana vekayotzi bo the lav leshibude lenosin lemesav lehumidi kasi. What is the definition of a shtar? A shtar is not about being mishabed the nosin to give anything, but a shtar is about being makna, that which is stated in the shtar. That's what a shtar is. It's meant to transfer something. And therefore, you miss the boat by writing etnena. What do you have to say? Not etnena, but what do you have to say? I am hereby what? It's being given to. That's what a shtar is. A shtar is being affecting the transfer. So within the context of shtar, you have a mismatch. You can't use an etnana in a shtar. Because a shtar can't speak to mishabi de nosein, it speaks to laknuya gufa de lar. Vechikas letnana lo, lashen avtacha mashma. So all you have here is saying, I'm avtiach you to give this sada. It means I'm going to give makna you some other day, some other time with another shtar. Etnena. So this shtar cannot affect the transfer if all the words of the shtar that you have to work with are indicating by their literal translations that I'm going to be makna. Second yoni. With another shtar of bikinyan, the amtu hachi lo koni. That's therefore it can work. Ma she'en kein by kinyan etain the shita that holds it works, aval kinyan l'shibudi nafshe namikas. There you can also talk about is mishabed you va'am tul hachi. Therefore, afagav the amala b'lashin laba nami mishabed u'mesat zvichayuna tzarachin. What exactly was this chiluk? You can think about it. It's dakastik a chiluk, but he's trying to say that by shtar. It fails the test. By Kenyan, it does. It's okay. But there, he focuses on there, it's l'shibudei nafshe, by Kenyan, but by shtar, it has to affect the transfer, has to be directly speaking about the karka. What do you think, Yoni?
I'm saying a shtar does not create any stylus.
A shtar, matana, means that the shtar is speaking to the idea that I'm transferring this. Through the shtar, I'm transferring this to you. This is gifted to you. The idea that I will give you something, that doesn't mesh with what the nature of a shtar is. A shtar is affecting the transfer. Now, what's the difference when you have a kinyan suda? Now, if I don't look as carefully in the words, I would maybe say like this. I'm not sure if the words fit with this. I'll tell you the chiluk. Because you can be a little looser with words than you are with the written word, with verbal words, then the mashal. This is what it's mashma in the tshuva sarajba, that the reason why kinyan etin works is because zil basa time, a person speaks person says, I'm going to give you, I'll make a kinyan, what he really is saying, the spirit of what he's saying is, I'm going to schayv myself to give you. And kinyan suder, you know, is just speaking to that spirit of what he's saying, and memela, the kinyan, latches on, not to the literalism of the words, but to the spirit of the words. That's called, as mashma in the Rashba and the Tshuva. So the kinyan sort of fixes the drawback in the Lashon. The Lashon is a little bit rigid, but the kinyan of Suder allows the Lashon to be more expansive and be taken in a less rigid, literal way. That's one svara that I think is mashma in the Tshuva to Rashba. Now, if you want to run with that svara, then I could plug in the chiluk of the Makinishta and the Yad Ramah and say like this. So then the shtar, it's a written word in the shtar. Then I have to go by what the words are saying. And that's a mismatch with what shtar is supposed to do. Shtar is meant to transfer the bailus of the thing I'm giving to you as a matana. And the words are not saying that I'm transferring title, saying I will transfer tomorrow with some other kinyan. So you can't use a lushan. The lushan has to be more precise in order to match what a shtar is supposed to be. Masha Enkin, if I'm making a kinyan, l'kayim kol davar, after all, it's a kinyan chalipin. A kinyan chalipin is a very, very flexible type of kinyan. As we know, it works for metatu, it works for karka, it's kayim kol davar. So to the extent that it has a certain, you know, breath to it, it can also latch on to words that don't quite express things in the most perfect way. That's what the Rashba says, that it's the kinyan is an alimus that strengthens and overcomes the drawback in the lashon. But that's a unique vart by kinyan suda. By shtar, things have to be more perfectly matched. Now, the svara that I'm giving you is very nice, and that could be pshat in the Magid Mishnah, for example, and says a kinyan is better than shtar. I'm not sure if the Yad Ramah is saying exactly what I just said, because the Yad Ramah emphasizes more also the emphasis about Meshabed myself, and that's not what's happening by a shtar. So you have to know exactly if it's by a shtar. By a shtar, it's a lashon avtacha, and therefore it can work. Over here, we should put in nafshi nami ka'asi, so it's also speaking to meshabed yourself, but that doesn't apply by a shtar. So you can think about what he may mean. But either way, the kasha was a kasha from Gittin Daf Mem, and the answer is to Mechavdin Shtar and Suder. This is all within the Shita that Kinyan Etain does work, and Shtar will be different, and Suder is better for whatever the reasons we have to use to distinguish. Shita Sayyad Rahman, the other hand, is Kinyan Etain does not work, but what would work if he says, I'm Ischayiv myself, but what else does he include in that list? Livnos and Lazim. So is the Yad Rahman. Yeah,
all the explanations seem to be kind of like non-answers. Like, what's the difference between shtar and kinyan? Because kinyan is different than shtar. And like,
No. So that's why you have to find the nekuda here exactly to explain it. I gave you a hesper. Whether that's exactly pshat Yad Ramah, I'm not sure. But I gave you a svar that they use when the Rashba and the Tshuva. That the reason why etin works is because the kinyan fixes the drawback in the lashon, and therefore it gets interpreted. Let's put it this way: umdina. You know, when you do a kinyan and you say Etain, yeah, what you really mean is, what do you really mean? You mean, I'm mischayv myself that much, not just a kinyan to do the nesina. I'm mischayv myself to give you, that I owe you that money. Shtar, you don't have that umdina. Shtar is what it is. It is what it is. It has to transfer the title, and that's not what you wrote. You wrote it nena. So maybe you can work with the umdina in the same way that you could when you make a kinyan. I'm not sure if Yaron means that chiluk, but there is a chiluk to be made. That shtar is worse and suder is better. This is the Yad Ramah. Now the tour quotes, excerpts parts of the Yad Ramah. I think I gave you this to look at. And this is going to take us a little bit to the Rush. I'm going to revisit the Rush. An interesting thing. The tour writes the following. When he quotes, you guys have the Rush in that tour, right? Kuf Nun Zayin in the middle. We have the Os Chaf. The Chasav HaRamah. These words should be familiar. This is Miu Dafka de Kanu Mine. Anyone need a sheet, or there are enough to go around? They were given out, yeah? Miu Dafka de Kanu Mine de Mechayev Riten Kach Vekach. The Derech Oda, who inami Derech Shibud. The Shibud Nafshe Gahachi Vlav Kirin Varmu. So it's kanumi ne de mechayev liten kach v'kach. The kinyan was that you're mechayev, that you're, the kinyan is on that which you are mechayev to give. The derech hodoy, it's like I'm saying I'm owing you. It's like I'm acknowledging my being indebted to you. That's ischayvus. I'm making myself a debtor. I'm mischayev myself to you. Inami derech shibud, shibud nafshe lohachi. So either way, that's not kinyan devarim. Avo, im kanu miyado, loseis kach v'kach. Now, interesting. Oh, livnos. Did we have that? Let's go back. The tour puts livnos in the same sentence as loseis kach v'kach. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something, but is he quoting the Yad Ramah so far? I think some of these words were in the Yad Ramah, no? Does he say livnos? Where are we in the Yad Ramah? So Chavav. Where does he say this part? That you can't, that you have a problem of kinyan dvarim. It says Ella Mio Hani Mio, Dak you cut him in the Mchai when they say Gav Dahi and Dava. I've a kind of lessons kavakach, oh livnos. One second. Oh wait, so what second? So what is livnos for the Yad Ramah? So what is livnos? So maybe did I make a mistake before? Let's go back. Let's retrace our steps. What were we medayeg in the Yad Ramah? The livnos is good. Avam kanam yad alas is kach v'kach in the tour. Oh livnos, kimish ein kin nofel achiyuv v'lo gufam mamon ela nesina atzma v'nesina ein b'mamish ela ma'ase be'alma havi kin yedvarim umatzi hadabei. What?
He said,
"Lot
kinyan
dvarim." It's not so. Yeah, so he's quoting the case of Kanamiya, the lasis kach v'kach olivnos as no good, as the same problematic case. So maybe I made a mistake before. No, why didn't anyone catch me before? I don't understand. But what?
Rabbi, you said it right.
No, remind me. I can't go back of the recording. What?
Rabbi didn't say livnos here included.
Yeah, livnos is a problem or not a problem?
No, it's not a problem.
That's in the paragraph El Miu Hanimili, no?
But earlier,
we were dyke the earlier paragraph. So then we were right in the dyke early, but then Achor it's Astira in the Yad Ramah. We were dyke earlier from the earlier language of Livnos. I knew something was missing, something was off. We were dyke earlier by the case of Livnos. Earlier, he put Livnos in the case that it's considered as Chayvus, right? That was earlier, in the earlier paragraph, right? Where was that? Hanich the Kanam Yadu Mechayv Rachok. Right, that was the earlier lesson. So there everyone was mashma that livnos is good. Yeah. But now the other paragraph, Hecha de Kanam Yadu Mechayv Lemeitan Le Kach V'Kach, that's okay. But Kanam Yadu Lasses Kach V'Kach, just Lasses, O livnos, O Lazun. What? So that would be a kinyan dvarim. What? What? He doesn't say mischayev. And before was mischayev livnos. Mischayev livnos. That's the difference. Okay, got it. In other words, just a pu'ula. Okay. Thank you. You sent me straight, Akiva. Okay. That's what we're missing. Do you say mischayev? Right. Is it Kinyan livnos or Kiev Kinyan on the Kiev livnos? Yeah. Good. That's the difference. Right. Okay. Good. That's what's going on. Are you mischayev? But for Yarama, mischayev livnos is okay. That's mischayev on mamma.
The Torah says livnos, not.
Right. That's the difference. Good. If it's a kinyan on livnos, before he says livnos, and that would be.
You know what I'm saying? But if that's true, I mean, the Torah...
Kanu yada shechayev. No, that's before. Kanu miyadam... Kanu miyado shechayev laseis o livnos, meaning not shechayev laseis or shechayev livnos. Put the word chayev after each verb. Yeah. For, that's what you're saying. Avu kanu miyado shechayev laseis kol kalakach, that's what throws off. O livnos, meaning shechayev livnos. Are you with me or not? I mean, is everybody? No. Shechayev livnos o lazun means shechayev lazun. In other words, chayev is key. But chayev livnos, that's considered to be a shibud, that valid kinyan. Now he's talking about a kinyan livnos. A kinyan lases. But chayev lases, that's the shita that kinyan etin doesn't work. You need to put in chayev. So second again. So this is what the Torah is quoting, the second part. Amakana miyado lases kach v'kach. O livnos, no chayev. Kevan she'en kinyan nofel ala chiyuv. V'lo al guf ha-mamon, ela ala nesina atma. Nesina, or on the b'niya, on the binyan. V'anesina in b'mamish, el ma'y sabalma, ava kin devar matzi adebe. This is Shitas Yad Ramah himself. Second of it. The Ika Meravusa the Sviruhu. This is now a quotation from where in the Yad Ramah?
First paragraph.
No, now he's going, he's skipping. Now he's the paragraph that we read at the end. Remember that? The last paragraph. This is, the Torah is cutting him, you know, he's bringing out the last part. The Ika Meravusa, he's all quoting Yad Ramah, but the later paragraph. The Ika Meravusa the Sviruhu, the Mikinyan Allah says, Lavkin Dvarim, who do make Mikin Dvarim, El Bemisha Kanam Yad Lachak, Ogestapi Valich Adkat. So the Torah took two excerpts from the Yad Ramah that we read. After quoting all of this, now it gets interesting. After quoting all of this from the Yad Ramah, two shitas, Zak the Torah, V'yeirar medivei Adoni Aviyaraza. It would appear that from my father, Delivnos lo havi kinyan dvarin. Out of nowhere, says the Rush, and says the Torah, after quoting the two shitas of the Yad Ramah, the Yad Ramah's own shita and the other shita, says the Torah, it seems to me that the Rosh, my father, holds that Livnos is not Kinyan Devarim, and this is the riddle. What exactly did the Torah see in the Rosh? And what is the Torah's mashmos here about Livnos? That what is Livnos? So again, without Chiyuv, obviously, that's the point. Chayiv Livnos, okay, that's the Pshat in the Yadam, that would be fine. Without the word Chayiv, now, I still go back to the Muki Yosef. What did Muki Yosef sound like from the Ravid? What do you have to say to make it a valid kinyan for the Manda Amaguda? That you mischayev what?
Money.
For the Kosa. Money for the Kosa. It sounded from the Muki Yosef that to say a mischayev livnos, that doesn't change anything. Mischayev livnos. You need a mischayev money. From the Yad Ramah, it would seem, Mischayev Livnos is the same thing as Mischayev to give money. But just a Kinyan Livnos, says the Yad Ramah, is no good. After quoting the question here about Kinyan Etain, the Torah says that my father holds Livnos is not a Kinyan Dvarim. What does the Torah intend to say here? That what is Livnos, and what does he mean therefore about Etain? Does he mean only Livnos? What about Etain? Does he mean that the Rush holds that Etain is also fine? Like the Shita, the second Shita? And he's just equating Livnos with Etain? Is that how you went the tour? How'd you win the tour? Ask. Yeah.
Maybe Livnos is normal.
Or it's better? Livnos is better. And then, of course, the question is, where do you see this in the Rush? Separate from what he meant to say, what did the Rush hold according to the tour? Where do you see it in the Rush? Now, let's take a look at the Rush. Do we see it in the Rush? What do we see in the Rush? Take a look. We won't rush through the Rush. We'll have to read it carefully, yeah? Go back to the Rush here, Simon Gimel. What do I have here? The Chiratzim I have, Hedribahu, Amrav Yochanan, Kadami Yadan, my King from the Alma, Zok the Rush, Simon Gimel, the man, the Oman, Mechitza Guda Nicha. If it's about building a wall, No problem of Kinyan Devarim. Why? Lashon HaRash. The Kevan the Kanu, the Shibdu Nechsein, Lebinyan HaKosel, Lav Kinyan Devarim Hu. Avol, Amanda Omar, Machitza Plugdog, Shoen Esvatzo, El Lachaluka, Enkan Shibu Nechasin, Velo Mecher, Velo Matanos, Ve Engel Lekinyan, Masha Yitfos. What does this verse sound like? Where do we see this before? Tosfos. Rashi has a little bit more to add. Shibud nechasim, but the point, and by pukta, it's not. There's nothing for it to be challah, nothing for the kin. But meanwhile, what is the point of why it's better amanda maguda? Because shibud nechasim. No. So what does the Torah say? It appears my father holds live no slavikin devarim. Where's the Torah coming from? Whose kash is this? Beis Yosef's kash. If you took a peek at the Beis Yosef, Yoni.
Shibud
nechasim
sounds like you're
mischayev mammon, that your money, your assets, are meshubin. But where does the Torah see in the Rosh that livnos is not kinyan devarim? Maybe the pshat is that the reason why madam aguda is better is because there the answer is he's pledging his nechasim on mortgage to pay for the kosa. So that's why it's not kinyan devarim. Easy answer. But if he just says I'm making a kinyan livnos. No word mischayev, and nothing about nechasim being meshuvad. So that maybe is no good. The Torah is assuming in his father's opinion that it would work. So the Beis Yosef jumps on the Torah. He says, "I don't get it. Look at the Beis Yosef on the right." Where did he see it? Nira, because the Gemara had a kasha on the second lashon of mechitza plukta. And the Rush explains, and he quotes the Rush. L'manda amar mechitza guda nicha why? He quotes the language of the Rush that we just read. Kim in the kind of shem nechsein kolosel gakin vramu. Umefarish rabbeinu. The Torah took the pshat in the Rush to mean the following. The hachi kamar. What did the Rush mean when he said that l'manda amar mechitza guda nicha that kim in the shibdu nechsein rabbinin akosel? It's not gakin vram. He explained his father to mean the following. Kevan de kanu livnos hakosel havle ki'ilu shibdu nechseyim. A new reading of the words of the Rush, and maybe Tosis as well. We had a whole kasha and Tosis, one Tosis with the other. Tosis talks about shibdu nechasim, and then in the next Tosis says it's enough to just be meshabed yourself, by the shomer, right, to be like a shoel. So. And now he's saying the Rush never meant shibud nechasim mamish. He meant your kanu livnos kosel. That's kiyu shibud nechasim. That's what the Torah says is what the Rush meant. And the Beis Yosef says, I'm not convinced that the Rush meant that. V'li nira d'adarava. To the contrary, what are you seeing in the Rush? That it's enough to have kanu livnos kosel? It's as if the Meshavah the Nechassim, Li Nire, the other Rabbah, Lekach Herich Bil Shono, Loma, the Be'inan, what do you need to do? Sheyiknu Miyado Bilashan Hazek, Loma, Shu Meshavah Nechassim, Be'in Akoso, Halava, Chikin Dvarmu. For it not to be King Dvarim, you have to be Meshavah Nechassim, and that's what we serve for Tosfos. The Torah took the Rush to mean it's Ki'ilu. And therefore, a Kenyan Livnos is and that's for the tour valid. Does the tour mean to equate it with etain? Not 100% sure, but it sounds like it's like in the same, but he brings it to machlokas about etain. And then he says, and from my father it seems that livnos etain dvar, that he puts on the same level as etain. And that goes with the shita that etain works. But the Beis Yosef says, I don't see that in the Rush. Comes the drisha, and he says, I do see it in the Rush. I understand why the Torah said what he said. Why? So he says, Ani Omer, after quoting the Torah and the Beis Yosef, and then the left paragraph, the left column, I think that the Torah is right. If you think that the Rush meant what the Beis Yosef said, that he had to specifically be Meshavid Nechasav Lekosel, then the question comes back. Why didn't the Gemara speak out the question and answer Lamanda Amaguda? It's not worth a question and answer. The Gemara is like so obviously comfortable with Amanda Amaguda. As if only Amanda Amachitza proved that I have a problem kinyan devarim. Wait a second. If you have to answer that it's only when you're Meshavid Nechasav explicitly, isn't that worthy of a kasha in the Teretz in the Gemara? that the Gemara doesn't bother asking, because then it's good, because you have to be, then you have to say it. Elamai, the Rush must have meant, and the Torah understood that it doesn't have to be specified. It's implicit. Madam Aguda, why does it work? Because it's kiyu. You just mishabed yourself. It all goes. It all flows from that. That's what it is. It's a normal kinyan. Memeli, you're nechasim ha-meshubet. So the Gemara doesn't have to ask a kasha, because it's understood. The answer is built in. That's what the Drisha says. That's why the Torah felt that the Rush didn't mean you mamish mishabed your nechasim. Otherwise, the Gemara should have spoken out the kasha and the teretz. Why is it any more less important to speak out a teretz like that than to speak out a teretz of beruchos? According to the Manda Omer, mechitzat plukta. Zayzak the Drisha. Okay, so we have an interesting discussion within the Shitas HaRash. What did the Rush mean? Ready for the Xos? Yeah? Okay. What exactly happens by a Kinyan of Etain? According to the Shita that Etain works, the second Shita that the Adrama quotes, possibly what the Torah is saying with Das HaRash, that Livnos works. So, I told you before outside something from the Rashba, the Russian can be fixed by the Kinyan. The Xos goes with a certain Mahalach. The emesis, he doesn't quote the Sma, but Maisa, what he's going to say, it's mamish in the Sma itself on the Simen. Where is this found, this machlokas, about Kinyan Etain? Two shitas are brought. Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Hei, Choshimishpat, Reish Mem Hei, Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis. The Mechaber says the following. I'd read you first, the source is going on the Shulchan Aruch, so we'll read the Shulchan Aruch. The Simen is entitled, HaKosev Nasati Sada Ploni Leploni, V'Omer Nasati Sada Ploni Leploni, and so, okay. HaKosev Bishtar Nasati Sada Plonis Leploni, O Shekosev Nisatiyalo, O Hareyu Shaloh, Hariz Ezochet. Those are valid Lashonas. When he gets the shtar with any of the following languages, Nasati, Nisatia, but he didn't, not the case of Etnetna. That's going to be the machokes that we're going to hold is not going to work. The cases, examples that work are the following. Avo imkosav bishtar etnenu lo. The shtar will say, the shtar matan etnenu. The Mekabel is not Zoche in the Matan. Okay? What's the Mokar of this Halacha, Rabosa? What's the Mokar? Gittin Daf Mem Amud Beis, Shitas Chachamim. Tur B'Shem HaRama adds the following, the Rama comments, the Afilu Kanu Miyado Davi Kinyan Dvarim. And what if there was a Kanu Miyado on Etnena? In other words, Etin, Kinyan Etin. Until now, talk about a star. So he's not Zoche in the Shtar, that's the Chachamim. The Rama adds, from the Tur B'Shem HaRama, because Rama is of course the one who holds, Etain doesn't work, doesn't make any distinctions. So even if it's Kanu Miyado, it doesn't work. The Machaber continues. Until now he says that it doesn't work B'Shtar. The Yesh Omrin, Shem Kanu Miyado Mahani Lashon Etain. So the Machaber now brings the other Shita. That if there's a Kinyan, Etain works. Again, the Rama pushes back. Umarivayo pasa kisvara rishona. And therefore, the nafkamina for the case he talks about, kasav da kosev li ishto bishas hashiduchim, lasus lo ksuba gedola, he wants to pledge a big suba, lo zachsa, kosman shalo kasav, l'chein noag lasus tnoim chadashim bishas hachupa. Okay, a whole nafkamina, what, because it doesn't work, what are you going to do? This is the two shitas here, Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, if Kinyan Etain works, if you do a Kinyan on the Etain. First he brings the case with the Shtar, then he brings Yesh Omrim, Shem Kanam Yad Mahani, and the Ramah stuck in, no, even Kinyan Yad lo have lo Mahani Kinyan Dvar. These are the two shitas, Reish Mem Hei and Shulchan. Okay, so now the Xos tries to explain a little bit about what exactly is happening with Kinyan Etain. According to the Shita, that it works. So first of all, he starts off, we'll read through some of the Xos. The end is too much for us, but just the beginning part, the halfway part. I should have given you to officially to the middle of it, but the Seder. But the first part will be fine. The Magid Mishnah in Tzchiya Matana, B'Shem HaRashba, Shenechaku B'Kinyan Etein. But then he has a kasha. V'tzarech Iyun. B'Etein Lach Hech Yikneh. The Gemara says in Gittin, in HaShaleach, HaKosa B'Shtarat Nenu Lo Kana, Kedisa B'Gittin, the Rambam himself paskins that way. The V'Efshaladaitam, the Tfei Adif Kinyan Mishtar, Ad Kan Lashon. Without any elaboration, we've seen already somewhere that addresses this. Yad Ramah. Start with this. Yad Ramah. He gave a little bit of a Hesber, and we gave our own Hesber. Fine. That maybe Kenyan is better than Shtar. Whatever the Hesber is going to be, that's a way to work out. Shtar is different. Umizehu shekasla achronim bepshitus lechalek bekenyan l'shtar ayin bach. So there's a difference. Shtar is worse. Kenyan is better. Etin works bekenyan and not bishtar. V'hai d'shtar, that's the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem. Etnenu, Rebbe Omer Kana, Chamim Lo Kana, Kuan b'shtar. What do you see? No doubt about it. D'ga b'shtar l'mahani etta. Now, this is only a tentative suggestion by the Magid Mishnah to try to work out that Kinyan is better than shtar. Bixo says, we don't need to do that. I have an easier solution to the Gemara in Gittin. Very simple. Kinyan etin works. And the Gemara Gittin has no contradiction to that. We hold that the guy is not Zocha. Chachamim Omrim, right? Lo Kana. And you're telling me Etein works? How can you square the two together? That's the Xosa's issue. I don't think it has to do with making a Chivtin Kinyan, Sudar and Shtar. It's not about that. Ein Zeh Muchrach. Because even the Magid Mishnah didn't write it for sure. B'Losh and Efshe. Okay, we know that Yad Ramah said it too. Okay, that's our secret. So it didn't have it. The Magid Mishnah says, Efshar. Okay, leave Efshar out. But not Efshar. Tell you Pshat. I'll tell you what the Pshat is. Nira, Dafilu Madama Kin Etein Mahani, and it's not Kinyan Devarim. But, let's understand what that means. Does the person have a Schus Mamon based on your Kinyan Etein? Have you granted him a schus mamon to collect? Can you go to your assets and collect? If the person dies, can you go to the yorshim? The answer is, so it says, no. That far doesn't go. It doesn't create that type of a shibud that now you can go against his into his nechassim and against his children or whatever. Something is chal, but not that the person has gained any leverage, any schus mamon through this. Something happened, the kinyan etein. But it didn't create a reality that the person was Zoche. And that's why the Gemara in Gittin is not going to pose a problem. Let's see how he says it. And he quotes the Marie Weil. But again, all this is quoted by the Sma on Reish Mem Hei. They point out in the Nuxos that it's a Pella that the Xos didn't quote the Sma right here. He's quoting the Beis Shmuel Suffolk in another place. It says the Xos, here's the point. Afila manda amakin etin mahani aval adayin lo zachabo. What is the extent of the Kinyan Etein that it operates, that it did something that you are now bound to give it? So the Kinyan forces you to have to follow through on that which you pledge with a Kinyan. The Kinyan makes you tie down to that to have to follow up. Did you create an actual chiyuv that the person has over you? Apparently not. And he says, that's because so he brings from the revival that if he didn't give it, she wasn't Zoche yet. The person doesn't have a Shechia. He quotes the Beit Shmuel and Ibn Ezer, Odia Shefarish, Afilu in Masa Kinyan Sudar. Litein matana leproni, it's a Kinyan Sudar litein, ein shum schus lemekabel. Ela kofin es hanosein lekayim es hakinyan. So he quotes from the Beit Shmuel, he's really misupik the Beit Shmuel, better be. He quotes the Beit Shmuel, he was sure. that there's no schus to the mekabel, but we now have to use leverage to get him to keep to be mekabel. He made a kinyan, he has to keep it. It's not like a mishapara that we just can curse, and it's enforceable. We talked about on Thursday, right? There's Mechusar Amana, there's Mishapara, that's where the kinyan falls short. The kinyan didn't fall short, but the kinyan did not create a corresponding tzchus that the person has in me. But it created my chiyuv. Interesting idea. It created my mitzad ni am chiyuv. But it didn't create any basis that the other person can now be zoche based on what happened. If the person dies, that made the kinyan attain. Lo, v'lo nasan emosim yarsha. The yarsha not mechuyev. If the person was zocher already, then of course the yarsha should have to pay it. The money is not theirs. The money is already. The kinyan was done. The kinyan affected a transfer. So of course the yarsha have to surrender. No, it didn't create a corresponding schus. If that is true, says Iksos, is there a kasha from the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Mem? No. The imkain asi shapir haditani etnena Rabbi Omer kana chamelo kana. What is the mekudas hamachlokes Rabbi Nachachamim? In what respect? Did the person, the mekabel matana, already was his oche? So we hold like the chachamim. So that's the machlokes, and we hold like the chachamim. So the person was his oche. The ika plukta eno ella im kana achshav. The Rabbi Zacha v'chamim lo kana. And the achshav lo kana. Keep the hulashin laba. Avamodi chachamim the mechoy britin kasha kasa b'shtar. Okay, stop here. So this is the var of the ksos. It's very interesting. Chayra, this is against not just the Magid Mishnah who had an efshir, but to me it seems like it's against also who? Yadrama, who asked the kasha. Moreover, L'chayritz also against the Ran and the Muki Yosef, who had another kasha from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Now let's look at the Ran and see L'chayritz from the Ran, according to the Ksosis Havan, however we explain it, that there's a kinyan that I have to honor my word. I don't know, he's not saying it's a neder, it's a kinyan. By the way, as I told you, the Sma says it. If you look in the Sma, Sif Katan Beis, the Sma brings it from the Merivaya, all these situations of person. How do you get around a problem when it's Kinyan Dvarim? You have to try to create some mechanism that you're giving something right now. And he talks about the situation. He says, toward the end of Sifkan days, he quotes the Russian ethics source quote, Kozman Shilo Nasan Lo Zachsa Ha'isha V'Ratzalomar, says the Sma. The Ein B'Yadenu El Hachrima L'Chufo B'Shutin Avolo Lered Nechasav Inamim Frameis Kodem Shekiyem HaShekibel Lo Zachsa Mikoch HaKinyin Lered Nechasav Ligbos La. It's Mephorish and the Sma, the same thing that the Ksos is bringing. But the problem is, look at the Ran. The Ran brings this Machlokes, right, about Kinyin Etin. And he brings a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Amru b'shem ha-ga'onim. So we have the Gemara's Kinyan Dvarim. Amru b'shem ha-ga'onim, the hu ha-din, the same way we have a Kinyan Dvarim by a Kinyan to divide the shutfis. So they say, hu ha-din lo mechaveru etin l'chamasayim zuz, v'kanu miyado d'lo mahani. A Kinyan on etin masayim zuz. The Kinyan Dvarim bi'amu. In fact, so that is the shita that Kinyan Dvarim does not work. So here we have the opposite Gemara. We had a Gemara in Gittin seemingly indicating that that Kinyan Etain doesn't work. Right? And we miyashiv, however we miyashiv that. Now we have the opposite. The Shita that says Kinyan Dvarim, that Kinyan Etain is a problem of Kinyan Dvarim, like the Yad Ramah holds. The problem is, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says the following. Ahu Gavri quotes it. A person says to someone else, when I sell this piece of land, I'm telling you, I'm going to sell it to you, b'meya. And he makes a kinyan that I am telling you, I'm going to sell you this land for this amount of money. So what happened was, he ended up selling it to someone else for 120. And the Gemara says, in that case, he's not bound by the fact that he made a kinyan to the first guy that he's going to sell for 100 because he needed more money, and that's enough of an excuse that he's not going to be bound by the original kinyan with the first guy. But if he ends up selling it to a second party for the same amount of money, what's the halacha? The first person that he made the kinyan with can be motzi the land from the second guy. That's what the Gemara says. Hazavna b'meya kula moda de kana kama. The first guy is kona. A kinyan that I'm going to sell it to you for 100. If I sell it to someone else for not more than 100, kana kama. So v'amai kin vermu. It's a kinyan that I'm going to sell it to you. That's the kash of the Ran. So, and we're telling you, assuming kinyan etting is no good, how can that work? So the Ran gives a teretz. He says the Riff already answered. Like what? That's not a kinyan dvarim. That's not a kinyan that I'm making an obligation to sell it to you and not to him. I'm selling to you now al tanai. It's a different vort. It's a mechira al tanai. It's a me'achsha. Ikul me'mar, that's a different vort over there. The Gemara means, b'da'omale me'achsha v'kono miyado. So it's not like I'm making a kinyan that I'm going to sell it to you. I'm selling it to you right now, but tonight then I'm not going to get a better price than someone else. If I get another price, then I never made the mechira. Mechira, al tanai, is a different story. That's the teretz. That's what the Rif says at the end of Perek Beis Kor. Okay, but go back to the kasha. Kasha is, how can it be that if I sell it for the same amount or less, that the first person was Kona, so you see that Kenyan, the Etain is a Kenyan. It works, not Kenyan Dvarim. How did Xos explain Kenyan Etain? The person never was Zocha anything. I become bound because I'm Meshabed myself to give you. But it didn't create a corresponding Schus on the other person that he was Zocha. You couldn't go to the Nechasim, you couldn't go to the Yorshim. But the Kasha that the Ran is asking, and Mugi Yosef also asked this Kasha, to prove the opposite Shita, that Kenyan Etain works, is what? That through Kenyan Etain, what happened? That the other person was Zoche. That's L'chara against the Xos. Just to understand what we have here. The Xos was trying to use this idea to answer the Kasha from the Gemara and Gittin, in terms of saying that if you hold that Kenyan Etain works, I over there, B'shtar doesn't work. He doesn't want to be machal between Shtar and Sudar. So he gives another answer. He says, yeah, the issue there is, was the person Zoche? So he's not Zoche, but is there a Kenyan Etain that I have to keep what I, am I bound by what I said? Yes, that much Kenyan Etain accomplished. So first of all, the Rishonim who asked the Kasha from the Gemara and Gittin obviously held differently. They didn't say what the Xos says. But now in the other direction, the Manda Omar that Kenyan Etain, right, the Kenyan Etain doesn't work, what does he do with the Sugyan Avodah Zarah, which seems to show Kenyan Etain works? So they give an answer, Me'achshav, it's a Mechira tonight. But meanwhile, what do you see? To say Kenyan Etain works, the Raya is a Gemara Avodah Zarah. What do you see in that Gemara? That Kenyan Etain works, that the person was Oche. If I say I make a commitment with a Kenyan to you, I'm selling it to you. It's a Kenyan on Etain. I'm going to sell it to you. Not the Teretz of Me'achshav. It's a regular Kenyan right now that I will sell it to you. Then I sell it to someone else. The first person was Zoche, he takes it away from the second. So I think you see different Mahalchim, how Kenyan Etain would work, but the Xos wanted to go with the Shita, Smasas also, and others, that it's just Halacha, that I'm a Chuyiv, but not that you become Zoche in the Mammon. Clearly you see in the Ran otherwise. He says a lot of Inyanim here that obviously tie together. So in terms of the, you know, again, where do you put Livnos in all of this? Okay, that we left with the tour, right? The tour mentions that he saw in the rush that Shibud, it's as if I was Meshav Manachas, and we got that in the middle of all of this. But again, let's remember what we do know, and then what we have that's sort of like a little bit fuzzy, but hopefully even what's fuzzy has some clarity more than before, right? Okay, we'll have to see in Mitzvah Shem if we'll do a little bit more on this, so we'll go and find it tomorrow. Okay.
Ready.